This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Multiple videos, we have seen Black Lives Matter strategically stop traffic of innocent locals just going about their business. We have seen drivers assaulted for asking to be allowed passage. And we have seen drivers ripped out of their car and beaten by an angry mob. Made possible with the support of mainstream media, this seems to be part of BLM's strategy. Stop traffic, attack innocent citizens in their cars, provoke a survival response, then accuse the driver of being a white nationalist. Beneath the recent NPR headline, "Vehicle Attacks Rise as Extremists Target Protesters," was an image of a car hitting a protester. But in a video from the same incident, we see an innocent driver who was stopped, harassed, and barely escaped being ripped out of their car before escaping and hitting a protester who was charging at them. After being called out for fake news, NPR offered no retraction. Instead, they wrote, "The photo does not appear to be an example of the assaults described in the story," and changed it to a 3-year-old image from Charlottesville. NPR is not only telling dangerous lies, they are also telling its huge audience that if you don't submit to accepting a beating from the mob, then you will be accused of being an extremist and a racist. The leadership of Black Lives Matter is openly Marxist.
We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
They say that white people have to die for black communities to be made whole.
Some white people may have to die. I'm confused on why that's so controversial.
They admit that there is no plan other than destruction, and that the destruction is what will fuel the black minds to recreate a new world. The full-on destruction of America is underway. Violent racial attacks against white people are being celebrated on social media as some sort of social justice. But any sane, reasonable mind understands that this only serves to frighten, divide, and enrage the people. History is being destroyed before our very eyes, and the movement is now calling for the destruction of Christian churches. And nothing is being done to stop any of it. It seems as if most Americans would rather surrender their freedom than be called a bad name. But a person who fears another man's judgment can never be free. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm. I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new D specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this June 23rd, 2020, Tuesday worldwide broadcast. Well, there is so much to cover and break down today, and we're going to be going over all of it in great detail. Gavin McInnes has now been banned off the last big tech platform, that being YouTube, for thought crime. He'll be joining us bottom of the hour. James O'Keefe joins us at the start of the hour with a huge Facebook inside whistleblower with super important intel on how they're involved in not just election meddling, but psychological warfare against the people of the planet Earth. And we have so many other, again, special guests that are going to be joining us today. And Paul Joseph Watson, he is hosting the fourth hour. That said, I have some very important information I'm going to cover at the start of the next segment, and that is the exemptions on wearing masks in major states like California and Texas. You have to ask yourself, why are these exemptions the same exemptions in multiple states? And that's because a central group is writing all this and preparing all of this, and that group is called the WHO and the NIH, and that itself exposes the entire situation. But this is about creating fear, about creating hysteria, and about setting the precedent that when the government says you need to stay in your house, or you need to stay 6 feet apart, or you need to wear a mask, you do it ahead of the contact tracing apps that they're already rolling out, that we told you about 6 months ago, for total Internet of Things ID, global social credit score. That's why this has got to be fought. It's not just, oh, get over it, wear your mask. You know, maybe statistically it'll help somebody, even though it's been proven to be a fraud. And COVID-19's a fraud. And the numbers are a hoax. They're actually killing people to get the money and say they had COVID. Despite all that, oh, just wear it and go along to get along. No, it's about accepting contact tracing and the total rollout of control. And it is also, of course, about the forced inoculations that are coming. You notice Bill Gates was universally rejected when he became our Lord and Savior, who would decide our entire medical lives, our financial lives. And he told us we're never opening again until we take his dangerous experimental vaccines that have been shut down in the trials because they're maiming and killing people. It has even come out that's happening, but it's a minor footnote. So that's ultra massive news. Oh, and the contact tracing, even USA Today reports that Apple and Google are working with Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clinton Global Initiative of their foundation. And on the board is Chelsea Clinton. Isn't that just perfect? So this is all the technocracy, big tech merging with the NSA and other foreign governments, surveillance grids like China, to totally control your life. And the rollout is COVID-19. It is just the excuse and the hysteria, and that's why we're making a big announcement later in the second hour today of a nationwide movement. The movement's going to be called We Can't Breathe. The website's going to be wecantbreathe.news. It'll be up this afternoon with a video report and a document article and an action plan. And I will be out at the Texas Capitol this Sunday at high noon to protest the governor's capitulation to Gavin Newsom and the UN. Gavin Newsom orders masks last week. Other blue cities say they pass laws saying you have to wear them for a year at least. It'll probably never end until you take your shot. And Governor Greg Abbott clicks his heels and says, "How high, master?" to Newsom, and comes out and says, "Okay, we have guidelines. You should all wear masks. Hell, you should wear a mask when you're in the swimming pool. You should wear a mask when you're in the grave. You should wear a mask when you're standing on your head." It's all completely made up. But there are waivers, loopholes that they don't want you to know about, that we're going to show you the actual, quote, guidelines. And these are not laws. These are edicts through peer pressure. They're trying to get you to take vaccines when there's no law to take them. They're trying to get you to accept contact tracing and control apps that track you when there's no law. They're trying to herd you in to this situation, and people need to say no in a big, big, big way. So we're going to show you next segment the actual Texas regulation that is, again, just tyranny, and what California has to say. They're basically identical, so that you have the tools to deal with that. Mainstream media, though, is trying to act like that is not the case. So that is coming up. Separately, Hollywood is collapsing. A whole bunch of producers are dying and committing suicide as their pedophilia comes out. That is all coming up, and that ties into these giant pedophile networks that are collapsing, that are in big, serious, substantial trouble. It is the pedophile network they use to blackmail and control the population. Now, yesterday when I started this show, I told you 24 hours left on the tail end of the big mega sale and the items that are still 60 to 70% off. That will end at 1 p.m. today, and a new sale that's a good sale but not the same sale will kick in. So huge savings on select best-selling high-quality products that we still have in stock, but not for long. BrainForce Plus, our best-selling brain boost nootropic that's got thousands of five-star reviews and a 98% review on Power Reviews. Number one overall bestseller, it is 60% off. Turbo Force, incredible quality. 10-hour clean energy. Amazing. It is 60% off. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. That will be sold out, and I'm not even sure when we're going to be able to remake that. That is selling out soon. That is 60% off. The protein bar, 60% off, about to sell out. Biotrue Selenium, about to sell out. From the Mustard Seed, that is available as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And here's the big one that will end at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time today when I have one more hour on the show. I'll announce the new specials. 70% off, that's at cost, the AM, PM Power Pack with 13 different high-quality vitamins, minerals, fish oil, other trace elements, where you take half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening, and it absolutely is incredible. This is a way for you, your friends, your family, to not forget to take action, ladies and gentlemen, and to give yourself these incredible ingredients that God gave us. And let me tell you, people are blown away. Two little packs you take each day, game-changing. This product, we double-ordered this. They made a clerical error, somebody did, and they double-ordered a mass ton of this. And so I've been selling it massively discounted, but it's close in a few months to selling out. So it's not going to go back to regular price. It's not going to go back to regular price. It's going to go about 25% off until it sells out. And it's a very popular product now that we massively discount it, but we really can't sell it at cost, so we may discontinue that as well. So if you want the 8-pack power stack at 70% off, here is your last chance to do it at InfoWars.com. At newswars.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. If you just go to those websites, you can find all the banners that link to the shopping cart, which is InfoWarsStore.com. But again, you can find the banners at InfoWars.com or newswars.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. And it is your purchases that make this entire broadcast possible. Oh, and one last thing I almost forgot, and I'm done plugging this hour. All the T-shirts are at cost, and most of them have sold out. We're going to have to reorder all the inventory of the shirts that we're going to, you know, still carry. So a lot of these are collector's items. A lot of these are limited edition. A lot of these are one-offs. Some are great shirts. Some I design aren't that good. It doesn't matter. These are pieces of history. They help spread the word in the third dimension against these censors that want to shut everybody's speech down. So, again, all of them are $9.95. Some shirts cost us $15. Some shirts cost us $5. The average is about $9.95. So these are at cost. You may be getting a $15 shirt that costs you to print. Maybe getting a $5 shirt. They're all $9.95. And then you can spread the word. They're great conversation pieces. They're great ways to meet like-minded people. Some of the shirts aren't that politically incorrect. So unless you're an InfoWars viewer, you won't know what they are. So that's kind of a cool down low, you know, put it on the DL. Or wear a big old InfoWars red on blue American flag toting evil shirt. You may meet your next best friend, or you may get shot in the head. We got all that coming up, too. Antifa and BLM are now blowing people's heads off all over the country. If you don't let them pull you out of the car and beat the living snot out of you. And the media is praising those that do kill.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And we've proven that we have our pulse on exactly what's going on the planet from a globalist perspective. I'm standing on a mountaintop next to Lucifer. I've not bowed to Lucifer. I'm not serving Lucifer. But I'm seeing the same vista and the same horizon as Lucifer. I am seeing it from the Luciferian perspective. And that's why they hate me. Is they don't want their own compartmentalized minions having the big high-level field marshal view. And those aren't words. Everyone knows it. This is the field marshal view.
Alex Jones is facing an increasing number of platforms who will no longer publish his content.
A host of social media and tech companies have joined Apple in banning far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his InfoWars network from their platforms.
It's one of the biggest moves yet from Facebook in its efforts to curb hate speech. The bans target some of the most well-known far-right personalities in the U.S. and the U.K., including Alex Jones, founder of the conspiracy website InfoWars, and ex-Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos.
We've got a statement now with regard to PayPal and reports that it has ended its relationship with InfoWars. In it, their statement from a PayPal spokesperson said that we have undertaken an extensive review of the InfoWars site and found instances that promoted hate or discriminatory intolerance against certain communities and religions, which run counter to our core values of inclusion. For that reason, they have ended their relationship.
People who follow Alex Jones and InfoWars say that this is a free speech issue. Whether or not how they impact people is not the point. The point is that these are the largest social networks in the world. Their populations are larger than any country on Earth, and thus InfoWars and Alex Jones should be allowed to say what they say. The people who are against them say, no, harassment is not okay. These platforms have rules against this kind of behavior, and they need to be enforced.
And after the violation from a post yesterday, Twitter decided that it was time for him to receive the most onerous punishment, which is a permanent suspension. That means none of his accounts can be reviewed globally, that he's not allowed to make new accounts anymore, and he is permanently kicked off the platform.
It wasn't for fake news that Apple banned his podcasts on Sunday. A company spokesperson said it was for hate speech, though they didn't cite a particular piece of content. Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube quickly followed on Monday, also citing hate speech.
It's like anonymous. You don't know who's what, who's good, who's bad. I just know I'm real, I know you're real, and I know that the Southern District of New York and Berman being fired and refusing to step down and then finally stepping down because it's the law is emblematic of everything we're facing. And I knew before he refused to step down, the president had even fired him. Imagine that. That's the circles InfoWars is in.
To an artificial financial collapse. And the head of the United Nations Sustainable Development Organization said last week that that's a good thing, and they're using COVID to lower our standard of living to save the planet. But it's a bunch of trillion-dollar companies and billionaires who make themselves tax-exempt and own slave factories in China, like Apple and Nike, that are then lecturing us that we should be poor and shouldn't be able to go on a trip or have a swimming pool or have a car or air conditioning. Remember when Obama told Africans in Africa, you can't have cars or air conditioning, That's what this is about, is making slavery cool. And COVID-19 is the economic weapon that won't just make us poor. It's going to kill hundreds of millions of people in the long term. Now, I'm going to get into the new lockdown measures that we always knew were coming. It's been pre-engineered in a moment. But first, let's just remember that it's on record that all these hospitals were completely empty, and that the hospital ships Trump sent, there was no patients for them. And let's remember that it's now come out that for any patient they claimed had COVID, they got over $52,000 and would put COVID on charts when the person didn't even have COVID. And that they would count people who died of heart attacks and cancer and pneumonia or the flu as COVID again to get the money. It's been engineered all over the world because the WHO, the UN, set the standards and the parameters. And then when all those medical doctors came out, prestigious scientists, the head former virologist at Rockefeller Hospital came out and said, this is a hoax, this is a fraud, they were banned off of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, because the system knows this hoax can't stand the light of day. And the virus, which is a real virus and a nasty pneumonia, can't stand the light of day. That's why they're trying to keep you locked in to these compact cities. And that's why it spread the most and killed the most people in blue cities and blue states that are these urban canyons where people don't get sunlight. Blue states, blue cities are making similar announcements saying, hey, you got to wear masks for the next year. You can never take your mask off. This is all about creating fear and testing obedience and control over the population to wreck the economy and bring in a planetary government based on medical tyranny. There's still time to stop this operation. They've been planning this for decades. The Rockefeller Foundation admits on record with Bill and Melinda Gates. We have their battle plans. And if the public simply speaks out and exposes it, it will fail. That's why they brought in total censorship ahead of this and during this to shut down debate. But if we get the information to members of the Senate and to good governors like Governor Abbott, and if you hit the streets and demonstrate and don't let the left intimidate you from exercising your First Amendment, we're going to win. The globalists know that conservatives on average are very compliant if we believe it helps America. And so they're telling us that we have to stay indoors or we're bad, but the leftists and the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, they're heroes when they go out and protest. This is all a form of martial law to make the American people stand down ahead of this election, with election fraud being prepared to artificially, fraudulently remove President Trump. We can stop it if we simply do the research, face the facts, and take action and say no. COVID-19 is a hoax. It's not killing anyone but old people. That's why they sent people that had it to the old folks' homes to get the numbers up. Instead of bowing down to the politicians that follow UN orders, these governors that ordered people into nursing homes to get the death numbers up should be indicted, tried, and imprisoned. We either go on the offense or we're totally enslaved. It really is up to all of us now what we're going to do.
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm leaving. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. I'm going to tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Band.video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gavin McInnes. Gavin McInnes joins us next. Stay with us. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Or a criminal organization, you've always got to commit a crime. They got to have something on you. Plus, they want to know you're willing to really do things when you're told to do it. MS-13 makes you torture a little boy or a little girl to death for Satan. They didn't invent that. They're just imitating the higher-up criminal organizations and groups that are up there. And now it's all coming out that the German government, not just in Berlin, but all over Western Germany, was placing young children with convicted pedophiles to have sex with them, they believe, to create the new family. They said it's so loving when an adult has sex with a child. Of course, all the numbers show it totally ruins their life and destroys their innocence. But this is an inverted reality, isn't it? And now all these big Hollywood producers are jumping to their deaths and dying, and the whole system's collapsing. So remember that while the globalists try to drag us down into the depths with them, like we're the mighty sperm whale and they're a giant squid, that everything you see is because their new world order is falling apart. Their global government, their system is being rejected. Bill Gates was running around foaming at the mouth just a month ago, telling you how to live your life, and he had a vaccine for you, and you never leave your house, and now he's the most hated man on earth. And I can sit in a restaurant bar on the coast of Texas or the coast of Florida, anywhere I go, and people don't know who I am, and they're all talking about Bill Gates and the New World Order and the pedophiles everywhere. I'm in the surf this week, and people are all around me talking about, they don't know who I am. Again, folks, the worm's turned. Now, those of us on the front lines are going to get vaporized. We're going to get attacked because the enemy's striking out. But I just want to tell the listeners, you're as important as Gavin McInnes or as Donald Trump or as yours truly, because you have word of mouth and you can spread band.video and censored.tv. Gavin McInnes has now been banned off his last mainstream platform, even though he even followed the rules and did really great, great A. He's a famous comic, very successful, started Vice magazine. We're going to go to him in a moment. But first, the big news. I want to get his take on this. Donald Trump comes out, and I've said this. If Trump doesn't get super aggressive with 132 days left, and if he doesn't stop listening to Jared Kushner and Parr Scales and all the rest of them, if he doesn't go on the war path, and I mean really go after the deep state, the tyrants, all of them, he's going to lose. Well, he's gone on the war path. 10 years in prison, attacking one of these statues on federal land. He came out and accused Obama, which is true, of treason, still running the deep state government against it. This is what we need to hear. We need to hear the truth, and Trump swinging for the fences, and the people will get behind him just like that. This is what the president just had to say today.
On Obama and the spying situation, this idea that they were spying on your campaign, you've been asked before about what crime he would have potentially committed. But I remember you talking to
treason. It's treason. Look. When I came out a long time ago, I said they've been spying on my campaign. Mm-hmm. I said they've been taping, and that was in quotes, meaning a modern day version of taping. It's all the same thing, but a modern day version. But they've been spying on my campaign. I told you that a long time ago. Turned out I was right. Let's see what happens to them now. I never met Durham because I want to stay out of it, because otherwise it's going to look political. But Durham, as you know, is a highly respected person, and Bill Barr is doing a great job as Attorney General. Let's see what they come up with. But they don't have to tell me. All I have to do is read the papers, the insurance policy, in case she doesn't win. We've got an insurance policy. Well, that was all the stuff that we went through over the last, let's say, 2.5 years. Now we caught them. We caught them called Strzok and Page, the two lovers. Brennan and Clapper, the way they lied.
Democrats can't stand Barr.
Comey. They can't stand who?
Bill Barr. They just think he's political.
You know why? Because he's doing such a good job. Because he's law and order. But he's got them in his crosshairs. And now we have to see what's going to happen. I will say this. If it were reversed, and if the other side sat, were at the Oval Office, right in that chair behind the Resolute desk, and it was the opposite, 2 years ago, 25 people would have been convicted, and they would be sent to jail for 50 years.
And that's totally true. Instead, Big Tech is now working with the Clinton Foundation with contact tracing to watch all our phones, bring in a social credit score, and now they admit they're banning Trump on Twitter with a shadow ban. Gavin McInnes, another canary in the coal mine, great to have you here, one of the only people as banned as I am, quite an elite fraternity. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Good to see you.
Well, you got banned on YouTube. Let's get into that, and then let's get into the state of affairs and Trump and where you see this all going and how folks can still find you uncensored, unfiltered at censored.tv.
Yep, it's the last bastion, the pirate ship. I mean, I got the idea from you. If you make your own thing, they can't ban you. But I was still on YouTube. As it was almost an experiment. I was following the rules. But they got paranoid that via the Proud Boys, we were going to go into Chaz. So just to be clear here, there's Antifa and BLM raping and murdering people, not just in Chaz, but all over the country. But the second someone implies they might go and offend those people, shut down, burn the library, burn the books, get them out of here. They are more scared of a perceived threat than the actual threat that's right in front of their nose.
Well, they've got to guard their little delicate geniuses that have literally, there's like seven people been indicted the last week for shooting people in the head at BLM, Antifa, where they just block the road and just, if you don't stop now, they just shoot you in the head and the media is covering it up.
You've got a bunch of black people promoting Marxism. How the hell did they pull that off? They get two Marxist lesbians, give them a bunch of money, and the next thing you know, they represent racial equality when they clearly state on their homepage that they're here to destroy the nuclear family.
That's right. Black Lives Matter is basically a George Soros-funded arm of Planned Parenthood, and we've got all these videos of black people walking up and shooting white people in the head, but it's not making national news. And again, the average black person isn't to blame for this. When a white racist kills a black person, it's not all white people's fault either. But this, we have all these videos of white people at driving their truck through a checkpoint of Antifa, and they shoot the guy in the head, and the guy that shot him in the head is proud. He said, well, he's white, and the dude that shot him is white. This is insanity.
And if you call it out, then you're offending the globalist Marxists, and you have to be stopped. It's just incredible that they can sell this mayhem. When all this was happening, I felt like saying, see, I told you so. Alex and I were warning you people about this for years, and now it's happened. We're in a civil war. And now, even in the civil war, they go, will you stop talking about that? It's not true. It's Proud Boys. It's Republicans. It's Trump supporters.
Well, that's right. CNN called for a, quote, violent revolution yesterday and an uprising in a headline. But when we pointed out, oh, we're bad.
Okay, well, we're not going to stop pointing it out because that's our job here.
Let me ask you this. I remember when you were on a couple years ago, we were both banned on a bunch of platforms. You said, listen, I'm not worried about me. Everybody's next. And now it's happened to everybody. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's like Andy Warhol's 15 minutes of fame, but now it's 15 minutes of canceled. And everyone is going to go through it. Jimmy Kimmel's racist. Jimmy Fallon is racist. Joe Rogan's racist. All the people that were calling for this racist canceling are now accused of it. And you got what you asked for, you know? Have you noticed, by the way, they're always the ones pushing for punishment for a crime they're doing. Like Obama said, hey, Trump is election meddling. He's working with Putin. And at the exact same time, Obama was election meddling by spying on Trump.
Well exactly. But I mean, I never dressed up in blackface because, I mean, I just think it's too, it's offensive. I mean, and people have a right to do it. I just never did it. You never did it. But everybody that did blackface then says you should be banned for making a joke or something. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis. He's on fire. You can find him bigger than ever at censored.tv, a true thoroughbred. You can find it right there. Go there, support him. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and Banner.video.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up, start of the next hour, we're joined by James O'Keefe and a major whistleblower from inside Facebook. I've got the best job ever. I get to talk to Gavin McGinnis, James O'Keefe, Donald Trump, Michael Savage, Matt Drudge. The list just goes on and on. I am literally flying with eagles here. And I mean that. Gavin McGinnis didn't censor himself and didn't back down despite them trying to bankrupt him, delist him, put him in prison, putting some of his supporters in prison, lying about it because they're so scared of his wit and his humor. So in the time we have left in this 10 minutes, you've got the floor. I got 1,000 questions, 100 points to make, but what is most important for you to telegraph to this audience today now that you've been kicked off the final node of the Internet? I think it's probably going to be everybody's next. I mean, this is the global social credit score, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you used to always ask me when I'd come on the show, where does this end? What happens?
What is peak SJW?
Yes, and we're in it now. We're in a civil war. We're in a revolution right now. There's two Americas, and they are irreconcilable because one of them wants to destroy America. What do they say? No borders, no wall, no USA at all. I was banned from YouTube for making a subtle threat against Antifa and BLM and these terrorists saying, on my birthday, July 18th, we're going to take this country back. That was like, no, 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 don't interrupt them. Don't offend them. Why? Why does the media and big tech, the DNC, why do so many people, CNN, why are they so worried about the feelings of people who are trying to burn our country to the ground? I'll tell you why. Because they, too, want to burn this country to the ground. And we can't let them do that. You know,
and by the way, I've been watching you for over 10 years. You always said, because you're a real liberal, not a leftist, is that when you figured out that the left literally hated America and wanted to pull it down and tear it down and burn it down, you had to turn against them.
Yeah, and you know, there's someone else culpable here that rarely gets criticized. And it's the K through 12 union teachers who have been brainwashing our youth into believing that America sucks. Like, they don't know what these statues are. It just represents history and America and hard work, and they're just like that. Screw that.
Teddy Roosevelt totally worked to empower black people. That's why he's in a statue with a black person. And Teddy Roosevelt got shot during a speech and finished the speech over an hour long, shot in the chest. I mean, now they're pulling down abolitionist statues.
Don't try to insert logic into it. Those statues just represent America, and these kids have been taught their whole lives that America is evil and has to be rebuilt from scratch. America was built from scratch. We tried all of these bad roots. We treated the Indians wrong. We did have slaves. We fought to right those wrongs, and we all ended up here through trial and error to the freest country in the world, where nowhere are blacks and gays and minorities treated better than in America. It's an experiment that has gone perfectly. It was a very rocky road to get here.
And now they're using our strength against us.
Pardon me?
And now they're using our strength against us.
Exactly. They're using our obsession with not hurting people against us. Well, that's not working, okay? Being gentle isn't working. I think these people have showed their true colors, and it's time to drag the country back to freedom.
Do you think Trump was right to wait a month? Because now Chaz and CHOP is being shut down because they're killing people every night. It's descended into Road Warrior for real. And now even the mayor that praised it as the summer of love is he's trying to shut CHOP down right now.
Now, just to be clear, I shot CHOP down. She moved in immediately after Proud Boys got permits. We're trying to get permits to demonstrate within CHOP. The second we did that, she went nuts and said it's got to shut down.
I saw that. Why are they so scared of you?
Because I'm charming and because we're patriotic, and they see the Proud Boys, a patriotic men's club that's multiracial with Jewish people and gays that all love America, and they go, this is not good. I have to paint them as Nazis. I have to stop them because I need control.
The left really is pathetic, but I see their attempt to collapse the country as them trying to take us down with them. I mean, do you think that's an accurate statement that we're really seeing the collapse of the left worldwide?
Yes, they don't have a life. Like, what do? They're gremlins. Their legacy will be that they destroyed a bunch of other people's lives. They went to college, and they came out stupider than when they went in, and these people are going to leave the earth worse off. I mean, it's one thing to not have a legacy and to just plot it away and, you know, not stood up for yourself and then died. That's just a zero. These people are below zero. They're sabotaging lives, sabotaging the country. Imagine that. Imagine you leave the place worse off than when you arrived. It's pathetic.
What about NPR being caught with full videos of people attacking cars with guns, trying to, and the car panics and drives off, survival instinct, and the news says a white supremacist attacks, and it turns out it was a Hispanic lady, and NPR doesn't apologize. They double down.
Isn't it strange seeing all these people together at these rallies? They have nothing in common, from like street thugs to fat NPR women to ratty, spoiled sons of academics. And these people couldn't, if they sat at a dinner table, they wouldn't know what to say to each other. Yet, because they all hate America equally, they're united in this bonfire to burn it all down.
Well, that's it. You've got these, you know, the Google twins that started it. Sergey Brev and Page, and they're together worth like $150 million, and they literally believe they're the underdog and America sucks, even though America protected them and built them up. It just doesn't make any sense that the left runs things, but then abuses everyone in the name that they're these underdogs.
You want to be an underdog? Try being a Trump supporter in New York City. You are. They keep saying that we endorse violence. We are surrounded by violence. When we sit down at the dinner table, when we go to a restaurant, our back is against the wall.
When I go to a restaurant, I'm ready to eat people's spit. I do it all. I love it. I just accept it. I know they're wiping the steak from their ass. I love it. I just, like, enjoy the flavor.
I'm at the point now where if a waitress doesn't spit in my food, it tastes dry.
Exactly.
I'll send it back if there's no spit in it now. I've become used to it.
You know, I learned a story from Sean Hannity. I'm not supposed to tell it, but I'm going to tell it right now. They caught the guy spitting on his steak, the chef at a New York steakhouse, because he put it out on Twitter, and he didn't put it out. He just went, "I want that guy fired." They fired him. Well, guess what, Sean? I'm going to tell the story. Imagine, Sean is so nice, he only wanted the guy fired when the dude literally put it out of what he'd done.
Unbelievable.
Listen, if somebody came into my restaurant that I hated, I'd go tell them their face, get out, or I'd get in their face. I wouldn't wipe my ass with their steak. Again, it's all this sneakiness. You're right, it's gremlin behavior, isn't it?
That's what I was saying before. Like, they accuse us of what they do. They say we want genocide. We want to kill trannies. When they, that's exactly what they will do when they get in power. They're Stalinists. They massacre us like Bolsheviks. And the reason that you and I are a problem is because we noticed this trick, and we have the potential to mobilize. That's the real fear right there. Like, Ann Coulter, for example, a bunch of Proud Boys were guarding her when she was doing a talk in Florida. The waitress doxed her location, and Tifa showed up. They saw a bunch of Proud Boys at the table with her, and they ran away. That's why they hate us, because we get in the way of them attacking Ann Coulter, attacking Sean Hannity, attacking you and I. If you stand up for yourself, as we learned with the Covington Catholic school kids, you are being violent. If you get in the way of their violence, you're being violent.
And I love how they parade around with KKK outfits saying that's Trump. That's the Democrats.
Yeah. When did you last see a bona fide KKK person, not stock footage, actually walking down a street? We hear about them every day. It's a lie. It's a Marxist lie. And I think the average American has woken up to that. And this whole debacle is going to mean a landslide victory for Trump.
Well, the truth is, the left wants to own men getting together and doing anything political. When you're, like you said, you're not even right wing. I'm not right wing. I'm just pro-human. And they're just scared of men organizing against tyranny because they know it's men that challenge tyranny throughout history.
Most of this is just daddy issues. That's why they say smash the patriarchy, because they feel embarrassed of their inadequacies, and they see it in their dad's eyes. They see the disappointment. So they hate men, and they hate men's clubs, and they hate Trump because he seems patriarchal. Anything fatherly is the devil to them because they know they've been bad.
All right, we'll do 5 more minutes. Gavin McGinnis, banned on YouTube. Let's talk about why you got banned, where you go from here, and where this purge goes. And Trump claiming he's going to take action, but they haven't seen it yet. And then I've got all the documents, all the proof that the mask laws are not the law. They're a giant hoax. That's coming up. And big exclusive news from Project Veritas. It's all coming up. Please spread the links and tell folks at the local stations you're listening to, because Big Brother's counting on you not doing it.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, for free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.